Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Travel concerns for Minnesotans with plans to fly to parts of Mexico. A suspect remains at large following a shooting yesterday at Maplewood Mall. And two former NFL players who put in time with the Vikings died over the weekend. But first, we're learning more about a new roadmap to try to end fraud in the state. Tim O'Malley is the director of program integrity in Minnesota. He says the plan is to follow a proactive prevention model by calling for a cultural shift in agencies and the appointment of a high-level independent watchdog to ensure accountability.
Minnesotans deserve better. It is irresponsible for state government to allow taxpayer money intended to provide those services to vulnerable Minnesotans to end up in the hands of fraudsters.
The next phase rests with state leaders who must now decide which parts of the plan to fund and turn into law during the current legislative session. House Republican leader Harry Nisca is behind a bill that would create penalties for those who were working for state agencies when fraud occurred.
A big part of the problem that we've seen and what we hear about from people, Minnesota taxpayers, is their outrage about not only the waste and fraud that's happened of their tax dollars, but the fact that no one's been held accountable, that there's been a culture of lack of accountability that would never fly in any other organization.
Nisca told WCCO-TV that they're looking to pass legislation that would create an Office of Inspector General and an independent agency that would look into fraud investigations. The plan passed in the Minnesota Senate last year, but stalled in the House. Travel concerns for Minnesotans with plans to fly to parts of Mexico. Airlines have canceled flights out of the Twin Cities to Puerto Vallarta as violence erupted following the killing of El Mencho, leader of the largest cartel. Kyle Potter is the president of the Thrifty Traveler.
This is big and concerning news, and I think a lot of people are understandably on edge, not just people, of course, who are currently stranded in the Puerto Vallarta area, but you know, really anyone with travel plans coming up anywhere in Mexico.
Delta Airlines canceled two flights from the Twin Cities today, and two flights that took off for the Mexican city returned to the Twin Cities. A suspect remains at large following a shooting yesterday at Maplewood Mall. Police say there was a fight involving a group of people in the lower concourse. Darian Turner was at the mall when the shooting happened.
People were rushing. People were grabbing their kids and running up the stairs. Somebody came into the store and said, "Hey, you guys, somebody just got shot. A little kid just got shot in the leg." And we were like, "What? So did they catch the person?"
Two were arrested at the scene and described as juvenile males. Police say the suspect is a small-build Asian man who was wearing a black stocking hat, a black jacket, and a white shirt and black pants. The young person who was shot is expected to survive. Lindsey Vonn says a crash at the Milan Cortina Olympics nearly cost her her left leg.
Vonn detailing the extent of her injuries in an Instagram post, the 41-year-old Burnsville native saying the February 8th crash caused a condition known as compartment syndrome, which traps swelling and blood in the muscle, cuts off blood flow, and can cause permanent damage. Vonn says surgeon Tom Hackett performed an emergency fasciotomy, saving her leg. She says she also broke her right ankle in the crash and is currently in a wheelchair.
That's WCCO's Laura Oakes. The nine founding members of Minnesota's Freedom Caucus appeared at the Capitol today to announce its formation. The caucus house leader is State Representative Drew Roach.
We will fight every day to earn your trust and deliver results. The era of unchecked progressive overreach ends here. The Minnesota Freedom Caucus is ready to lead, ready to fight, and ready to win back the Minnesota we love.
Roach called the Minnesota Freedom Caucus a united block of principled conservatives in both the House and Senate. The group will remain a part of the Minnesota Republican Caucus. Two former NFL players who put in time with the Vikings died over the weekend. Investigators say that wide receiver Rondale Moore died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in his home state of Indiana. Moore suffered a season-ending knee injury during his only appearance with the Vikings, that taking place in the 2025 preseason. He was just 25 years old. Today, the death of defensive back Ronyell Whitaker was announced by his family through the Vikings. Whitaker played two seasons in Minnesota. He was 46 years old. A 40-year-old Sumatran orangutan that lived at Como Park Zoo since 1995 has died.
His name was Jambu, and he was born at the Audubon Zoo in Los Angeles before he was relocated to St. Paul. Officials at Como Zoo say Jambu was humanely euthanized last Thursday. His mate and one of their offspring are expected to remain at Como Zoo, and they are reportedly being helped through the transition of life without Jambu. During his stay at Como, Jambu was part of cardiac ultrasound training for the Great Ape Heart Project. Zoo officials say that project was vital in international conservation and wellness efforts. Al Schock, Newstalk 830, WCCO.
Finally, a massive amphitheater is coming to Shakopee and looks to be an added summer boost for nearby businesses.
19,000 people coming in, 30-plus events a summer. I think that can only help us.
At least that's the hope for Shakopee Brew Hall co-founder Damon Schuler and Shakopee's historic downtown. An economic impact study shows the 19,000-seat Mystic Lake Amphitheater's expected to generate $75 million in annual local spending. Shakopee Chamber and Visitors Bureau President Tim Zunker.
You're bringing in 19,000 people on those days in the summer that Intern Valley Fair is going to be open. Other venues are going to be open. That's a huge amount of economic impact coming into the community.
With shows spread throughout the summer, Schuler says downtown Shakopee is very much a plan A and not a plan B for visitors.
There's a lot of places to go around the amphitheater that isn't downtown, but it's not going to fit 19,000 people.
Mark Fry, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.